Student Government, page 18.
It's Friday morning at the Sudbury Valley School. There is a big meeting for the school administration. The question today is important. Can students use cell phones at school? The administrators discuss the question for 20 minutes. Then they vote. They vote yes. Cell phones are a typical problem for schools, but this isn't a typical school meeting. What is different? Most of the administrators are not adults. They are children. They are the students. The students make decisions about everything. They help to govern the school. Schools like Sudbury Valley are called democratic schools. There are more than 30 schools like this around the world. In democratic schools, students of all ages and some adults vote on all important questions. They vote at meetings once a week. First, they talk. Then, they vote. Everyone gets one vote. A student vote is as important as an adult vote. Even the vote of a 5-year-old is important. There are always more students than adults in a school. So most of the votes are student votes. What do students vote on? They vote on everything from curriculum to parties. They vote on school rules. They vote on the school budget. They even vote on the food for lunch. What happens when a student breaks a rule? A special group decides. There are students and one adult in this group. These people try to understand the problem. They listen to everyone and then make decisions. They also decide on the punishment. Democratic schools are not a new idea. The Sudbury Valley School is more than 40 years old. Many graduates of Sudbury Valley School are successful adults. Many graduates send their children to Sudbury Valley School. They want a democratic education for their children. In some ways, Sudbury Valley School students are just like other students. They study different subjects. They learn many things. They learn to interact with other people. But at Sudbury Valley School, students learn other important things too. They learn to be leaders.